guys, my name is Michael Stahl. I'm the founder of Unmasked Culture, and I just want to welcome you guys. I have my beautiful co-host here, Zach.
That's me. I'm Zach. I am the co-host.
Yeah. Do you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Zach, and I'm the co-host.
That was beautiful. What a great introduction. Goodness. No, I'm excited. We've been wanting to do this for quite some time.
For literal years.
Literal years.
And we tried once before.
We've attempted a few times before
and
to make this
happen. It just didn't happen.
Yeah, but
it just never has happened the right way.
This is it, though.
And I'm still adjusting my microphone because it's very uncomfortable in front of my face. But we're going to work through it anyway.
We're killing this. I'm excited. This is the furthest we've made it. And I think this is the one.
I hope so, because we've already restarted this 5 times today.
No, no, Zach. We're perfect. We're doing great. First time's a charm. No.
Fifth time.
Yeah. No. No, we've tried this a few times. And without fail, something has came up. But I really believe that now's the time. I'm really excited. I think that we have a lot of...
I'm there?
Struggling with your microphone?
I absolutely am still struggling with it.
Oh my goodness.
Sorry. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm a perfectionist sometimes.
Well,
I just like being comfortable. That's the issue.
That's fair. You got like... You can't see him right now, but he's literally like, he's got his arm leaning on the microphone. Wait a minute.
This is very comfortable. I told you.
This is like, yeah, like we're just chilling.
We are. That's what we're doing. We're chilling and podcasting.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm glad you all are listening. I said you all like I'm not from Texas. I'm glad y'all are listening.
There you go.
That's better.
Yeah. It's like, that doesn't feel very Texan of you.
It does not. Not one bit.
Great. Now the listeners know two things about you. You're the co-host and you're from Texas.
That's all they will know right now. They'll probably get to know me very well in the coming, you know, podcasts, because I'm sure I'm going to tell our listeners things I've probably never told anyone else. So
what?
That's usually how this kind of stuff goes.
You mean you're going to be authentic and vulnerable?
Yeah, like, strange. You know, like we promote here at Unmasked Culture.
That's a great, you know...
That's a great segue into what I was going to ask you anyway, Michael. What is our mission?
What is our mission?
Yeah.
Here at Unmasked Culture. Yeah, so...
Yeah, the mental health nonprofit organization behind the podcast. I was not reading that, I promise.
No. Oh, yeah. I couldn't tell. Yeah. Well, we are a 501c3. We were founded in 2019. So we are legit.
Pre-pandemic.
Yeah. I want to put that disclaimer out there.
We did not cause the pandemic.
That was not the disclaimer I was going to put out there. The disclaimer was Unmasked Culture was the name was in regards to just people in society.
Okay, yours is way funnier. Unmasked Culture was pre-pandemic. We're not advocating for not wearing masks.
Yeah, we're not advocating for that. What we are advocating for is for people to remove the metaphorical masks of covering up, you know, whatever they're hiding in life. So, no, this is not a political movement. I talked to this one nonprofit here in town, and he hated the name. He's like, it's so polarizing. And I'm like, well...
It wasn't when you came up with it.
It wasn't, yeah, because, again, like, we were working on stuff well before the pandemic, yeah, and
absolutely.
Then we came up with the name, literally, when we incorporated in 2019, pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
And then...
And now people are fighting over things that go over their face.
Yeah. So, anyways, not us, unless we're fighting for the metaphorical...
Take off your metaphorical mask of being fake. Anyway, what's our mission?
Great question, Zach. Yeah, so our mission here is we're dedicated to promoting like a holistic mental health by shedding light on daily struggles through multimedia platforms and fostering a community that values vulnerability and authenticity. We strive to spread the message that no one is alone in their mental health journey, and we also want to help provide a comprehensive approach to understanding and addressing mental health issues.
That's a lot. So
that is a lot.
I'm going to go off script here a little bit.
Go for it.
Because I heard the word holistic.
Holistic.
And sometimes that has some connotations of, hey, that's not necessarily scientific. So tell me what you mean, what we mean. I know what we mean, but tell me what we mean by holistic.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So it can be a little polarizing. I think it's such a newer topic, and depending on who you're talking to, can provide different connotations.
I really need to stop messing with this. It's going to come through the...
That's okay.
I'm sorry, guys. I can't help it. I
I just had to adjust mine too. So Yeah, no.
Anyway, holistic. Go
holistic.
Ahead.
Going back to holistic, what's important is like the way we view it, and is it's basically we believe that in order for you to feel and operate like a well-balanced lifestyle overall, that you need to be addressing the different components of your life. And we divide that into like these four different pillars. There's a physical health side of it. There's an emotional health. There's a spiritual health, and there's a social health.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So each of these different categories in our life really dictate what, you know, what it means to be healthy overall.
For sure.
I feel like people get super caught up and focused on one of them. Like, hey, I'm going to dive into my mental health, but it's like they're struggling in their physical or, absolutely, you know, vice versa.
Well, and if the way I've heard it described,
yeah,
I mean, the word holistic, think of it as a whole.
Yeah.
You're all of it together. So, I mean, with what you're saying, you know, there's four aspects.
Mm-hmm.
If your spiritual health suffers, so do the other three.
Exactly.
It's not just one thing. It's a holistic approach.
So I was initially introduced to this concept of a holistic lifestyle or, you know, viewpoint from a college professor in my Christian university. And so basically he introduced like this image of a balancing, like you're on like, imagine a giant ball, and on that ball is like a platform, and it's balancing perfectly on that, and that you're standing right in the middle. And so in this like weird little analogy, it's like if you shift in the wrong direction or you're focusing on one, like you're going to be off balance.
Yeah.
And so like kind of maintaining that balance in all those areas so you can feel well balanced in your life.
I mean, that makes total sense.
Right.
You know, so
yeah. Well, because there's so many, like I think about it all the time. I'm like, oh man. Like you can see the correlations between I'm not doing well mentally, and then like that trickles down to great, now I'm not doing well socially because I'm not.
Yeah, because I don't want to be around people because I just want to be in bed all the time. That was me a couple weeks ago. And I still went to the meeting I had to go to, for the record.
Proud
but I really did not want to. I came home and immediately fell asleep.
Yeah.
And I made myself later.
There you go. See, and like it's such a real, and it's like so practical. Like you think about it and you're like, oh my gosh. That makes sense. So,
for sure, for sure. So, we touched on this. You're the founder.
Mm-hmm.
So, what kind of pushed you into doing this?
Yeah, yeah. Like starting.
Yeah, like you know, your overall experience thing. Like, is there an experience that pushed you into this, or is there like, hey, I see this happening, and I think that something needs to be done?
Yeah. Oh man, we're going deep. Yeah. No. So it all started between 2018 and 2019. I myself was going through just the depths of my own mental health. I was struggling with what I didn't know it at the time, but it ended up being like a deep depression and then anxiety and kind of balancing what that looked like and while not really knowing what it was.
Yeah.
And then it led to me kind of seeking resources and not knowing where to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, I just felt desperate and kind of hopeless. Not kind of, like it was a rough time in my life. So I was going through that. And meanwhile, like I look back and I see the different areas that really helped me the most, such as like knowing where to find resources, but also like knowing who I can turn to and kind of what's available for me. And there was a lot of moments where I'm like, wow, there is nothing available.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough to find.
It is. And like, depending on your, you know, I guess whatever resources you have at your disposal,
yeah,
like that makes that process even that much harder.
Oh, certainly, certainly.
So,
yeah, I completely get that. I mean, I would say I had a similar kind of thing. Mine was more anxiety driven than depression, which I mean, a lot of times they're so similar in my opinion, at least from what I've experienced, because I have experienced depression too. But for me, one always leads to the other.
Right.
So I never, because I knew it was going to be hard to find something, I never looked for help.
You didn't even attempt?
No, I didn't attempt. Yeah. I didn't even talk to anybody. I just kind of suffered through it in silence, which is something that I don't think anyone should ever do.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I am not advocating that you suffer through it in silence by any means. Get help if you can. Just talk to somebody because they will listen.
Yeah, no, exactly. And that kind of, going back to who we are, our slogan is start the conversation, because that's the biggest thing. Like,
it says that on my bracelet right here. Hashtag start the conversation.
We have cute little bracelets and they match.
We're besties.
No, so like that's such a big part of it, is because it's so isolating dealing with your mental health.
Oh, absolutely, it is.
Realizing that you actually can talk to people around you is just, there's so much freedom in that.
For sure.
And I feel like that's a big part of what we're doing is trying to destigmatize, like, that people feel like they can't talk to anyone, that they have to struggle and go through what they're going through alone, and that, like, you know, they're just stuck that way. And that's really what we want to do through this organization is show people that you can start the conversation with those around you, with healthcare professionals, with spiritual advisors, with, you know,
friends.
Your friends, your family, like anyone. I think society has shifted a little bit.
Yeah.
And before it was like, no, you can't do that.
Yeah. It was almost like
so taboo.
Looked down on, taboo. Yeah. Yeah. Taboo is a good word.
Yeah.
It was like you were ashamed that mm-hmm. you were going through a mental health struggle.
Yeah. But it's a normal thing. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
So
everyone goes through it at some point, and if you haven't, you probably will. I hate to say that. I hope you don't.
Yeah. Maybe you don't, and maybe it's someone like close to you, and you just want to be able to feel well equipped on how to start the conversation from your end too.
Yeah, for sure.
So there's it's really cool, and there's a lot of different ways to look at it. But I remember back then, before it was founded, like I was just like, I'm so alone and I don't know where to turn to and I don't know who to go to. And then in the midst of that, one of my really close best friend, called him a brother. I still call him a brother. He was also dealing with it. The difference between the two of us is I would talk about it and I would share and be like, mm-hmm. hey, this is what I'm struggling with. This is what I need. And I would try to and he knew that it was a safe place for him to do that as well, but he just never felt comfortable.
For sure.
And he ended up, I want to say it was 2020, 2019. Mm-hmm. To be like 100% honest, all those years were kind of a blur for me.
Yeah.
But he ended up losing his fight with his mental health mm-hmm. and ended up, you know, taking his life. And that was a big push for me, like realizing that you never really truly know what people are going through, what they're thinking. Because one day they could be like, hey, I'm doing really well. They're smiling, joking around. And then they're not with you the next day. And I think that's what really hit me the most mm-hmm. was seeing that, but also seeing in myself the same, I guess, risk that like,
yeah,
I was also holding on to those same feelings. I'm like, I don't want anyone to feel what I'm feeling or what he felt.
Absolutely.
That led him to that.
For
sure. That's kind of where Unmasked Culture was birthed, just from that pain. From that loneliness and just wanting to make a difference, letting people know that they don't have to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. So that kind of, mm-hmm. that's kind of a heavy topic to end that on, but I do want to kind of move on to what this podcast is kind of about.
Yeah.
Right. Like what we're going to be doing here, why we want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, I'll go first this time.
Please do.
For me, I want us as mm-hmm. two men to kind of set an example, like, hey, this is how you be vulnerable. Because we're going to be vulnerable on this podcast. Like, there's nothing we won't tell each other. Well, I say that. There may be something you won't tell me. No. I don't know. Most things, we're pretty open with each other.
I agree.
So I kind of want that to, if you get nothing else from me, my one goal is to be like, hey, if you mm-hmm. don't know how to talk to somebody, if you don't know how to do that, if you think being vulnerable is a taboo, some people mm-hmm. still do, this is kind of your example for what, you know, this is, shows you it's not. Like, this is kind of an example of that. You know, that's kind of my idea of what I'm kind of hoping comes out of
this. That's good. Yeah, kind of showcasing what a healthy dialogue could look like.
Absolutely.
Encouraging others
absolutely.
To follow suit. Yeah, no, that's really good. What I like about this is you and I do this even off the record.
Oh, all the time.
Like without microphones.
All the time.
And so I think it's cool.
We're literally just having a regular conversation with two microphones in front of us. Like nothing has changed.
Yeah. Like we're still going to goof and be dorks, but we're also going to like get deep. And
I'm still going to introduce myself as the co-host.
The co-host. And I'm still going to have like 20 blooper fails before we even, that you'll never
hear. It's okay. We're both going to have that. Well, I'm more comfortable, I think, behind a microphone than you are just because of things I do, but you know.
Fair enough. But yeah, I guess what your question was, what this podcast is going to look like?
Yeah, like what's the goal? Why are we doing this, in your opinion?
Yeah, so my vision for this podcast is actually, it's kind of twofold. It can kind of go in two directions is how I see it. I see one side of this podcast being this, being just regular conversations between you and me, or maybe anyone else who wants to hop on.
Yeah, we may have our other buddy Josh on eventually if he
he's not too busy learning how to scuba dive.
Yeah, for the next like what 6 weeks I think he's still got scuba school. That's fun to say. Scuba school. Anyway, so wish him luck with that. If you guys scuba dive, you know what he's going through right now.
Yeah, no, that's such a weird, like, we've been planning this and he's like, yo, can't do it, gotta go scuba diving. I'm like, bro, we're in the middle of Indiana, where are
you? We straight up asked him, we said hey, you want to start this podcast? And he said sure. And we said, how's Tuesdays? He goes, Tuesdays are great. So then we started doing it and he said, oh,
Tuesdays are not great.
Tubas. Tuesdays are not great. I'm scuba diving.
He's going tuba diving.
Anyway.
Yeah. So this is what I want one side of the podcast to look like. Just us being goofy, but also just talking about the real stuff and displaying what a good, healthy dialogue looks like. The other side is I want it to be more educational. I want it to be more formal. And hopefully, I've got a few connections to talk about like what mental health looks like and kind of getting into the nitty gritty of like the actual educating people behind what it looks like and how it can really benefit people, where to turn, things that people in the community could benefit from. So kind of twofolded, fun and lighthearted side, but also deep. And then the other side is the more educational, more like, hey, this is to inform people and to raise awareness. So
yeah,
it's going to probably branch off in those two directions.
Yeah, it's kind of like how the two of us are a little different. You, mm-hmm. you're more on the educational side, yeah. And I'm here for comic relief.
Yeah. The yin and yang. It's a perfect, the yin and
Michael
yang.
Michael and Zach.
So, but yeah, no, I'm really excited. I think it's going to be fun. I've been wanting to do this for a while. And the other thing is,
this is the third podcast I've tried to start up.
No way, really?
I think this one's actually going to take off because this one means something.
Mm, I hope so. But even if it doesn't, truth be told, if no one listens to this and it's just you and me, I find this incredibly therapeutic.
Oh, absolutely. Same. Yeah. I say absolutely so much. I do as well. I'm going to stop saying absolutely from this moment forward.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but yeah, like even if no one listens and it's just you and me yapping, like I'm okay with that because I know it helps me.
Yeah,
helps
same.
Me a lot. So.
Same. I just like to talk and, you know, if it leads to that, which it will.
Yeah. I think we're going to wrap it up. I think this has been awesome. If you guys are interested to learn more about who we are, what we want to do, because it extends way further than this podcast, but eventually we're probably going to have a whole like segment dedicated to what the vision and the mission of Unmasked Culture is at some point, and just kind of really dive deep and showcase this huge vision that's been placed on my heart of how we can help people struggling with mental health. But if you can't wait for that podcast and you're just so excited and giddy to learn that.
You are.
Which you are.
You are absolutely that
you're
giddy.
Thrilled, jumping up and down inside.
Absolutely.
Then you guys can.
Oh, I did it. No.
Absolutely. Welcome to the Absolutely Podcast.
Oh, we never told anyone what the name of this podcast was.
Did we not?
No, we said, hi, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, the only
the
podcast.
Only
anyway,
podcast.
Anyway, what he's saying is if you're too giddy to wait, go to unmaskedculture.org. That's what it says right here on my bracelet.
Yes.
Go there, check it out, donate.
Donate? Yeah, if you guys are willing to donate, like the money's going to go towards helping us kind of really make this vision a reality.
Absolutely. So, again, I said absolutely, but absolutely, yes, but it 100%.
I guess we should reveal the name of the podcast. I want to thank you all
for
coming.
We're
going to
unmask the name of the podcast.
Man, I wish we could say we planned that.
I really wish we could.
We didn't, but thank you all for listening to the first episode of the Unmasked Podcast.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Unmasked Podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. You can find more content like this on our website at unmaskedculture.org. While you're there, consider supporting us by making a donation. Your donation will help us pursue our mission to change how the world views mental health. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, start the conversation.